to restore himself in the old man's good favour. At just the thought of his father, Thork instinctively tugged on the silver thunderbolt earring that hung from one of his ears. It had belonged to his father, and his father's father before him. There had been many a time in the past 10 years when his father would have liked to take it back, if he could catch him. Just then, there was a commotion at the door.
"The crew is missing!"
Alric, the clumsiest Viking alive, said breathlessly as he rushed into the alehouse and tripped on some object hidden in the rushes, almost landing in Thork's lap. His blonde hair, sun-bleached to almost white, stood up in unruly spikes, and his green eyes were huge with worry.
"What crew?" Thork asked.
"Your crew."
Thork crossed his eyes with impatience.
"The crew of which ship?"
He'd brought 3 longships here to the trading town of Hetherby to sell the amber he'd harvested in the Baltics these many months. And wasn't that respectable occupation yet another sign of dullness growing in him, like a blister on a Saxon's arse?
"Oh,"
Ulrich blushed,
"Swift Serpent."
Thork's smallest, but one of his favourite vessels.
"Are you saying all of the Serpent's seamen are missing?"